Hi, this is Jared Smith, your attitude coach, and this is lesson number 3. Be determined. Be determined. Not enough people have determination in their life, but they have to be determined if they want to get a better result. Years ago, I had hired some sales consultants to come into my business because I got tired of people. I guess the people in my business got tired of listening to me, so it was great to bring in fresh consultants. One of those consultants, the first day he showed up, he said to me, he goes, Jared, you know what happens in life? We get squeezed quite a bit. But he goes, you know what happens when you squeeze an orange? And I said, no, what? And he goes, well, actually I do. You get orange juice. I said, fantastic, okay. He goes, what happens when you squeeze a human being? You know, all the pressures from finances and relationships and family and whatever, health. What happens there? And I said, I don't know, you know? And he said, well, two things happen. Either when life squeezes a human being, you either get this little whiny bitch or you get this freaking superhero. And he's like, so what would you rather deal with? People that are little whiny bitches or superheroes? And I said, superheroes. And he goes, well, then you gotta be determined to get this sorted out, whatever it is you're trying to overcome. And it made complete sense to me because you know what? People will wind up giving you excuse after excuse, and that's that little whiny bitch coming out. And so determination is a funny thing. And I know everybody has it. You see it, you can experience it, you can feel it. And years ago when I was 24 years of age, and I remember one of the first major obstacles that I had in business as a new business owner, I was living in Tasmania. I was down in Launceston. I was in this little suburb called Kings Meadows. I was a month out from Christmas time, so we're just about ready to hit the month of December. I've got 10 salespeople. Everybody is young. They're 18 to 21 because at that time, that's where I was at. I was a 24-year-old kid. This is the people that I hired. I wasn't gravitating towards a different caliber of person. That's who I was bringing on board. And I had some major hurdles at that point because all of a sudden I had a $12,000 debt with the finance company I was doing business with. People had purchased the product, they canceled, company had paid me, and the funds had already been used. So I had $12,000 at the finance company. I had a local police officer who had written out a check for $3,000 and he canceled 5 days later. And so I had to pay this guy back. And on top of that, I had a $6,500 debt that I owed my distributor at the time as well, my parent company. So tallying all that up, I'm going into Christmas time. I've got near on $20,000. The phone's ringing. People are knocking at the door. Where's my money? Where's my money? 10 salespeople in my organization and nobody is selling. So it was just one of these moments. I swear, at 24, I was going to bed at night and I thought I was gonna have my first heart attack. So my quick snap judgment was to get rid of everybody because they don't care about it. They don't care about these debts as much as I care about the debts because their name's not on the building. So I told everybody just bugger off and I'll see you guys next year. And the people that would show up in January, if they were willing to work, great. If not, you know what? They weren't meant to be in my business anyways. But I did have one guy that said, I can't, I gotta work. And I said, what do you mean you gotta work? He goes, I got a mortgage, I got kids. He goes, I gotta pay the bills. And I said, fantastic. Are you willing to listen to everything that we're gonna do over the next couple days and the next couple weeks? He said, yeah, absolutely. This guy's name was Barry Adams and he was a worker and he was a good salesperson too. And so I remember it was Christmas time, it was before Christmas time, a couple days, we were out knocking on doors, we were getting into houses, and because it was just him and I doing this, there was a high level of trust with the customers, and we were getting sales. People were paying cash, they were paying credit card, so we were getting instant money. Even all the way through Christmas Day, we were knocking on doors, selling product, getting paid up front, and it was brilliant. And the reason why is because I was determined not to go through some kind of bankruptcy process. I was determined to get myself out of this. And I was determined to be a success in the business that I chose. So we got through that, able to pay the finance company back, able to pay that police officer back, and able to pay back my parent company through the process. But without determination, I probably, and it could have been very easy just to go, you know what, I'll just wipe my hands of this and I'll walk out of here. And that's what a lot of people do in life, is that they don't have the determination to finish something or to carry it through. So in your life, where are you at right now where maybe you're not happy with your weight, maybe you're not happy with your health, maybe you're not happy with your bank account balance or your relationships, but where are you determined to make a change? And especially right now during this time of the year, it's relevant for me. Hopefully it's relevant for you. Hopefully you got a little bit of value out of this, but determination in life and in business is so vitally important to keep moving forward. So if you like it, put a comment down there. I'd love to hear something about a future podcast. I'd love to hear whether or not you liked this thought process about being determined in life. And if you didn't like it, put that down there too. I'd love to hear more about that as well. So this is Jared Smith, your attitude coach. Have a fantastic day.